Test Zion Teves, Wednesday, the 22nd of December, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Hanhokas Yisrael. Next week, the Olam is reminded that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Yad Hakala with Shiurim in different locations. Please refer to the poster.
Morning, Mazel Tov. We see in the Halacha that the Besmedras, where the Bris is performed, is also a Chashivas. But if you daven in the Besmedras, where there's due a Bris later on in the day, you don't say Tachlin in the morning. But in this Besmedras, in Yitzhak, they're looking forward for a Bris. It seems the Besmedras with the Bris is also a special Chashivas. A man saw the Poshit Tachlin change in Nichnas the Bris. Because you find it in Pikovas that a mefir brisu shlavo mevinu. Aber bis jetzt bei Jodo in Teuro maßen Teuvim ein lechelik in Eulam Habo. So one is a mefir brisu shlavo mevinu. Although he has got Teuro mitzvahs, he can't have the reward of the Teuro the mitzvahs ein lechelik in Eulam Habo. So it seems that the bris is a condition to Teuro mitzvahs. If you change the nitness of the bris, now he has got a possibility of being zoicher to the full reward and schus of Torah and mitzvahs. Now in Parsha Shemois, it's the beginning of the Golas Yisrael. We find a moiridig yisod in Beis Halevi this week. Every yisod in Beis Halevi is moiridig. Vayim Hashem roi roisi es oni ami Hashem b'mitzroim. I've seen the poorness of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. I've heard the cry. Ki yodati esmach oivo. I know their pain. Ask the Beis Halevi, what's the greatest godless of the Rebbeinu Shlom himself has got to say, ki yodati esmach oivo. I know their pain. Everyone knows the pain. Klal Yisrael went through a very hard time. That the word avoidus perech, that to work hard, that to build buildings and pull it down again, schlep cement, that a very hard work, a very hard time. Everyone could see the pain of Klal Yisrael in Golas Mitzrayim. What is so special? Ad Rebbeinu Shlom Barzon ki yodati esmach oivov. I know their pain. Zog the Beis Halevi. Zog the Tamoshul. Unfortunately, today we'll find it. If someone is an extremely rich man, he's got a palace, he's got a house, he's got 10 cars, he goes on holiday 10 times a year, whatever he wants, he's a goyse givir. Unfortunately, things have changed and the standard goes down. He has to sell some of his cars, he has to sell his house. And Rachmon of the Slon, he came to a massive of aneas, to being a poor person, so he had to look for bread. While this man is never looking for breakfast, for bread, for dinner, for supper, he has forgotten long that the gewaltige Hanoi he had from the big palace, or the many, many cars he had, the holiday he had. He's now busy to find a piece of bread to eat for supper. He has forgotten his real madrige, what he was. So his pain now is not anymore a pain of not having a palace or not going for holiday. His pain now is, please Hashem, I need dinner. I need something to eat for my children. Klal Yisrael shiftiko b'nei Yaakov Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda were in the greatest madrege Klal Yisrael could have been. Unfortunately, nistemo ineim shal Yisrael. With the Ptira of Yaakov Avinu and the Shiftikor, the Golas started. And gradually, Klal Yisrael went down from Madrege to Madrege. And we know that before you see some signs, we're more or less Memte Shara Tuma. We're mamash on the final gate of Tuma. Avada Klal Yisrael felt the pain of being in Mitzrayim, of working hard. But they've forgotten the pain of losing the madrige of being children of Yaakov. They've long lost the feeling and the vision of not being the gewaltige hasoge, the head, when they were with their father Yaakov. But the Rebbeinu didn't forget. Ki yudati es machoivov. I know their pain. The pain of Klal Yisrael is not only the work hard, it's not only the avodas perach. I still see Klal Yisrael in the Madriga, the world as shifty core. In the Madriga, the world being children of Yaakov, mitosoi shlemo. Yaakov Avinu as a children were in the full shlemo as possible. Shifty core. And now Nebuch, how Klal Yisrael are. Ki yudati es machoivov. The Rebbeinu Shlomo remembers the true Madriga of Klal Yisrael and Kabo Yochel sheds tears. Why aren't my children in Mitzrayim everywhere when they were proper shifter called children of Yaakov Avinu? Moira v'Rabbisa. We all feel the pain of Golus. We all feel the lack of Torah which Klal Yisrael had. Maybe we will feel the lack of having a Chazanish, a Briskerov, a Stipler, great people. We might feel the lack of before the war, when Klal Yisrael was Klal Yisrael. But unfortunately, we have long forgotten the proper Madrige of Klal Yisrael. We don't feel the pain of not being a Klal Yisrael of the Zman HaMikdosh, Tanoim, Amoroim, even Rab Kiva Eiger, Shagas Ariach, Sam Sofer. It's above our capacity. It's above our vision. Aber der Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Ki Yudati Es Machoivov. He still looks at us and said, "Oy, my children, they're not the same children as in the time of the Bis HaMikdosh. Yes, Ki Yudati Es Machoivov." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kav Yochel doesn't forget our true Madriga. But Moira V'Rabbeisai, it is extremely important. We should look at ourselves at the maximum capacity we have. We should look at ourselves as children of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We should try to look at ourselves. How was a Rab Kiva Eiger? How was a Sam Sofer? How was a Vilna Goyen? Kol HaTorah Kulo. Not a Blatt, not a Masechta, not Shas. Bavli, Yerushalmi, Tosefta, Sifro, Sifri. Yerushalmayim, above our Hasoge. We should not limit our vision in accordance to our capability. We know our capabilities. We'll be very pleased to understand the Blatt Timor Rashi Toisves. We'll rather be very pleased to make a Siyum Masechta, a gewaltige Simcha, and it is a gewaltige Simcha. We have a gewaltige Simcha to make a Bris Mila, a gewaltige Simcha. But we shouldn't limit our vision and our Hasoga of Klal Yisrael towards our capability. Let's try to build up our vision, Ki Yudati Es Machoivov. Like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam looks at us, he doesn't look at our what we can and what we can't. He still remembers, "Oy, the Shifter Kol, where are they? Where are my children of the Zman HaMikdosh? Where is Klal Yisrol B'maimed Har Sinai? Ki Yudati Es Machoivov of the Beis HaLevi." But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we are still the great children of Hashem. Let's look at Klal Yisrael. We know it all started, Moshe Rabbeinu went as a shepherd of sheep. Vayiro malach Hashem elo belabas eish betoich hasne. Vayar vinei hasne boir beish vehasne einenu ukol. He saw a little bush burning. There was a malach inside, an angel. It burns, it burns. It should have been burned out long ago. No. Vehasne einenu ukol. This little fire, this little flame, that little bush will never be burnt up. This little fire will never be distinguished. Says the Medrash, Keshem Shasne Inen Ukol, Kach Klal Yisrael. No one will overpower Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a spiritual power. It is not Egashmis did the image. It is kuloi ruchni es an hoge biyad Hashem. The flame of Klal Yisrael will never ever be extinguished. I'll tell you a story. Extinguished. I'm sorry. I apologize to everyone who listens. No one listens anyway. Extinguished. You're right. The English made doesn't have to be a nanukal. Extinguished. Say that. So Lemaise, I respect, you respect. No one said a word up to now. When I was a young man, my in-laws, Zichrone Levroch, lived in Strasbourg. And at these times, we went by a train, took 14 hours. So I wanted a train. Comes up to me, an elder Polish Yid, he didn't seem so from. And he comes up, Inge Mann, kennst Yiddish? Didn't ask me, can you know English? But the young man, do you know Yiddish? Said, Avad, can I Yiddish? Can I ask you a kasha? I look at him and said, you know what? I'll ask you a kasha first, then ask me your kasha. Fair enough. So I asked him, could you explain me? Klal Yisrael went through a war, a very hard war. All was lost. There, if you look through the world map, in no place where there was a Yiddish Kehillah remained a Yiddish Kehillah. Wherever we have now Yiddish Kehillah is all new, a part of a little Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael and maybe Switzerland. A part of these two places, Hungary, Poland, Litte, Russland, Deutschland, Estreich, Belgium, wherever you go, wherever there were Yiddish Kehillahs, unfortunately. There were a few families, and I told them then, we are 30 years ahead. And just look, Moistus HaTorah, beautiful families, beautiful Batei Midrashim, yeshivas, yeshuvim, have a look in that song. It's unbelievable. How is it possible? A few Nebuch Verloren Eiden, a few lost sheep, were able, after 30 years, to rebuild such a beautiful Torah world, such a beautiful Balabatisha world, such beautiful places in Eretz Yisrael. I'm careful. Such beautiful places in Eretz Yisrael. How is it possible? And he tells me, you are right. Klal Yisrael is different. I will not ask my question. Klal Yisrael is different. The anhog of Klal Yisrael is different. Avadi, we don't understand the war. But we don't understand today either. We don't understand how Klal Yisrael got a koyach. Bli einore. Thousands upon thousands of the Shiva Bochim. Not only in a gashmizdige way. Beruchnius. Could any guy explain what it means in the world of today, in the society of today? We see thousands upon thousands of yeshiva bochim going in the morning with Mesiras Nefesh to yeshiva, davening 1.5 hours, learning from 10 hours, and wanting to understand the Tosfos, wanting to understand the Rambam, wenn man verhält von Astiras Rambam. Even Beruchnius. It's Derech HaTeva. You know, once someone told me, he spoke with one senior member of the Israeli army, and he told me, you know, we easily give pturim for yeshiva bochim because we look at them as not normal people. How can a youngster today sit the whole day in the smadash not doing anything but learning Torah? How is it possible? So we really fit or not, we really feel they're not fit. And he's right, it's not a derech hateve. The hasneh Inenu Ukol, Klal Yisrael is different. It's a different anhoge. Last week, I was in Bucharest, Romania. Had to go there, was a mass grave, they wanted to touch, unfortunately. And I went to down there in Besmedrash. You got 13 elderly people, maybe 14 elderly people. two young ones, Rov was a younger one, maybe another young man. After davening, what the elder Ravid, Rabbi, we have two yahrzeiten today of the kill of the Bismarck. And he said, Akil Mona Rachmim, believe me, there were tears running on. Azah, with such a regish, with such a warmth. And now comes the beauty of Klal Yisrael. After davening, few plates of cake came in, and a bit of whiskey, and a lechaim, the neshomos lo ma'aliyah, mi'al lo ma'ishiyah, 70 years of communism, v'asneh inene ukol. Klal Yisrael is different. Not only is it different when it comes to the whole Klal Yisrael as a whole, in a daily basis, the way our business is going, the way we need the refuah. Unfortunately, we are deep in Golas. Darkness covers the world. We do not see our greatness. We do not see what it means, the Shmoyne Esra. I once told you, I think, the story. Someone came to the Chaznish and said, I've got a cash on Shmoyne Esra. He started Shmoyne Esra, Ovois, Gvuro, Kedusho, Das, Tshuva, Teure, Gulas Yisroel, Refuas Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, have got to be healthy. And we had a great man who did a lot for it. Unfortunately, was Nifter this week. We all know Dr. Adler. What a great man. And then, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Azoyis, Rabbi Yishlom, give me a few pounds. What connection? How does it come in the middle of the Gewaldige Shmoneh Esre? Baruch Aleinu. So the Chaznish, you are right. Parnosa in the office might be simple, but to realize that Parnosa is Shmoyne Esre, the Gewaldige Madriga. To believe that the Parnosa of the day is not the 8 hours I'm in the office. It's Borich Oleinu Es Hashono Azois. Mevorich Hashonim, this is where the proper source of Parnosa is. This is the Madrege. When he does and Teure for it, it does fit the Shmoyne Esra. We got to realize that our Hanhoge is a different Hanhoge. We find the Gemara in Malchus, the end of Malchus, everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara sagt, that once Rabbi Akiva went with other Tanoim on the Mochem HaMikdosh. His chilu hein boichin, they saw a fox going out of the place of the Kodesh HaKadosh in Rachmon HaLitzlan. And they started to cry naturally. The Rabbi Akiva metzachik. Rabbi Akiva was laughing, smiling, not laughing, smiling. So they asked him, why Rabbi Akiva are you smiling? What are you so happy for? He said, why are you crying? He said, well, in a place where state, Vazor Akor of Yumos, Vazor wasn't allowed in, and now Rachmon HaLitzlan, a fox goes in, we shouldn't cry. So I said, no, no, I'm laughing. Why? Because you find in the Pasuk makes a connection between Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah. And what's the connection? Zechariah was, that Uriah HaKohen was a Mikdosh Rishon, the first Bisa Mikdosh, and Zechariah was the second Bisa Mikdosh. So we know it's connected. When we see the Nevuah, the prophet, that which Zechariah said came true, so I know that the Geula, the second Bisa Mikdosh, would also come true. Rabbi Akiva didn't look at things as everyone looks. Klal Yisrael is different. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says there is a Zechariah, there will be an Uriah, there will be a second Bisa Mikdosh. Pinchos, we had a story of Zimri ben Solu. Ho Maise, Benizke Haloche. He didn't look at the story as everyone looks at the story. He just checked up Shulchan Aruch. What do I have to do? You see a story. What does the Torah say? Klal Yisrael is different. Everyone knows whatever happened in the world. Everyone had a pshat in it. So someone told me, whenever he came to the brisker of the Chayne Levroche, he had a different pshat. Ro Maise Benizke Haloche. He looked upon things in a Torah-digger way. in a vision of Torah. Chazal zong Klal Yisrael kishem oylim oylim lemalo kishem yoredim yoredim lemata. When they in a true madrega, they're the highest. Unfortunately, when they go down, they're the lowest. What does it mean? So the Netziv thinks the Netziv. We find that the world is created of four powers. We all know Doimem, a stone; Sumeach, anything which grows; Balachaim, animals; and then comes the Ruach, a human being. So he's got a Hakir, he's got a Shaila. Those four, which means the first one is Doimem, I didn't say Doimem in English. Is there a word for it? The stone becomes a shell, garnished. Absolutely garnished. And now comes Tzumeach, fruit and vegetables. Is fruit and vegetable a doimen, an additional power of Tzumeche, or is Tzumeach a different creation altogether? So the posterai is up to Avada, it's different. Because if an apple would be a stone plus an apple, then if the power of an apple goes away, it should remain a stone. But you see, when an apple goes bad, it doesn't remain a stone, it gets bad. It becomes nothing, not even a stone. Because Tzumeach is different, is a different creation altogether. We have all the goyim, and we have Klal Yisrael. Are Klal Yisrael the same human being as goyim, and got an additional male madrega standard of a yid? Are they completely different? Kesha oilim, oilim lemalo. Kesha yoyerdim, yoyerdim lemato. This is the proof that when we use our beauty of Klal Yisrael, we don't become goyim, we are less. Because we are a different creation. We don't see it, but it's a fact. The hasne einenu ukol. We are different. We are a different creation. The way Hashem deals with us is different. The way we look at things are different. The way we receive things from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam are different. It's tefillah, it's mitzvahs, it's tzedakah, it's chusim. We don't understand it because we don't have to understand it, because it's above our capacity. Ki yodati es machoivov. There's a short, a few words in Nefesh HaChaim, and he says that he speaks about the power of a yid. When he zokt that a yid, Klal Yisrael, and the power with one machshove to build thousands upon thousands of worlds, ribe rovovois olomois, with one mitzvah. Unfortunately, our vision is limited; we don't see it. But he has such a power. Rav Shachaim thought that every word in Shemoneh Esre was at corner of Anshe Knesset Agdoyle, 120 Anshe Knesset Agdoyle, and between them there were Nevi'im. So he asked, why do we need a Novi to make a Shemoneh Esre Zokta? They made Shemoneh Esre to fit in. Every Yid, every Tefillah, through the whole Golas till the time of Mashiach. Our Shachris is not the same as our Mincha. Not only the way we daven, but the power of the Shemoneh Esre. The Chasam Sofer zogt that even the Anshe Knesset Agdoyle themselves, who made the Shemoneh Esre, also didn't grasp how high and the power of Shemoneh Esre is. A mitzvah, zog the Nefesh HaChaim, whenever you do a mitzvah, we come into a world of Kedusha, into a world of Gan Eden. With a little mitzvah we do, there's no little mitzvah. A word of Torah, the power of Torah, is just unbelievable. Everyone knows, someone asked Briskerov, why is it, when it comes to Yom Kippur, everyone cannot go into the shul? Someone told me there was a survey in Eretz Yisrael, 90% of people are fasting Yom Kippur. 90%. Unfortunately, we haven't got 90% of Frommei Yidden but to do 90% far. Why is it? So the Bris Krov naturally. If we make an Elul, we make a Rosh Hashanah, we do tshuva, the influence of our tshuva, the influence of our becoming higher, has an influence on the whole of Klal Yisrael. So we pull them up. We pull them out. Halavai, if we would stay, it seems, in the Madrega of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, so the whole year round they would do the Torah and Mitzvahs. It's a different way of looking at things. We've got to bring ourselves a bit up. Last week, wasn't it Zrola visited by Rebbe Rabdovit Soloveitchik? So ask him, Rebbe, how is the winter going? So, to the winter? The winter, the Rebbe Yishlim does it. Are you questioning how the Rebbe Yishlim is running his world? You've got to ask how I am doing this winter, how you are doing this winter. That's a good question. The anhome from the Rebbe Yishlim is above any capacity, any forecast, any comments, any opinions. So do our Rebbe Yishlim. Parnosse. Avadi, we're going to make Parnos in Yitz Hashem. But how was the Boruch Aleinu? Did you daven be yechidus because he had an appointment with the bank manager? Is it worthwhile? The Shmoyne Esra with the Tzibur is more powerful than any bank manager. Today the Satsang Gronish, but even when they were. Koyach of Klal Yisrael is a different Koyach. Kiyudati esmach oivov. The Rebbe Yishlim looks upon us in the way we should be. But we've got to try also to look upon ourselves in a higher way, in a higher madrege, our koyach, our power, the way Hashem looks at us, the way Hashem accepts our tefillahs, the way Hashem looks out for our mitzvahs, for our Torah, for our shiurim, and the beauty of Klal Yisrael, to have such wonderful start the way, the Torah way. There's no greater way we can express our belief on the eternity of Klal Yisrael than by starting the day with Torah mitzvahs. By this we show that the power which is going to decide the day is Torah mitzvahs. Ki yodati es machoivov. Let us remember our power. Klal Yisrael is different. Vahasne enen ukol, and Be'ezer Hashem. Soon we'll be able to see it with our simple eyes. Be'biyaz goyel tzedek, bimheiro v'yomeinu amen.